Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up, waking
get up with,
ladies and gentlemen,
Josiah and Ellie.
It goes like this.
Oh, I love being at work, just generally. It's the last time I'm going to say that for a while.
For those that are listening from a warmer place, it was -1 during our show today, so just let that sink in, and if we sound cold, we are cold.
Yeah, I mean, it was tough, but we got through it, and we got through it with a high quality of show.
We did. We were outside broadcasting live from the -1 degree. No, we weren't. We're in a warm studio. We shouldn't complain, should
yeah,
we?
Yeah, I had like 7 layers on. We had the heater cranking. Yeah. It was fine.
I'm wearing short shorts, but I've got hairy legs, so I don't feel it regardless.
Yeah, but we like got messages from farmers and stuff who said they're milking cows in the -1 degree. So like, who's worse off?
How's that
probably
farmer?
Us.
Yeah, us. How's that farmer that has to smash open the their iced water every morning just so the cows can drink? That's unbelievable. We live a pretty good life.
Are you kidding me? This thing is really hard to speak into, okay?
Good point. I have to smash this open every morning.
Yeah, exactly.
It freezes over because I put so much goodness into it.
I have to smash open the mornings of the people of the Goulburn Valley, okay?
Oh, yes.
Way harder.
I'm going to go let the electricity man in, so I'm going to go.
Okay, cool. All right. Well, in that case, you just got me. Nah, just kidding. We will get into the podcast. Some fun things to come. We talk about spoilers. We talk about getting kicked out. And we speak to Andy Lee, which is cool. We love him. Enjoy it. We'll speak to you soon.
I'm still here.
Oh, God. Go see your electrician already, buddy.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up.
With...
Josiah and Ellie.
Yesterday, we had a little moment on our show where you potentially or potentially not ruin something for a whole bunch of people. So we were talking about the fact that the Spice Girls announced they were coming to Australia and then the next day said, oh, no, just kidding, it's not actually confirmed. We're not definitely coming to Australia. And I was like, that is a letdown. And I was rattling off a list of other letdowns of 2019. I've tried to write a list of other things that are letdowns, right? Like the Game of Thrones ending. That was a letdown, everyone says. I still haven't seen it, so I don't know.
It's all right, Jon Snow dies.
Oh, yeah, no, he doesn't. Don't tell me... Don't, because now if he does die, I'm going to be so mad at you. So you just basically tell me what could or could not happen. Now, I know you well enough to know that half of the stuff that comes out of your mouth is not true.
Yeah, so, and I'm telling you right now, I mean, if I say that doesn't happen, I'm still giving some sort of ending away. What yeah. I said, I made up on the spot.
Yeah.
Because I got some very angry messages on social media yesterday.
And rightly so.
One lady in particular, I won't read her name out, but she goes, how could you, Josiah? Upon driving my kids to school, you were discussing it and you gave away the Game of Thrones ending. I'm only halfway through season 4 and you gave away the ending at the end of season 8. And
yeah.
You know what? And I said, well, first of all, I didn't give it away. And she goes, thank you. I like you again. Second of all, if I did, I don't give a stuff because, Ellie, the ending finished, what is it, a month ago? Minimum. Game of Thrones ended at least a month ago. If you haven't caught up within the first 48 hours, you deserve to have the ending ruined for you.
Josiah, you tell me a time when I've had... Okay, so I'm 3 episodes behind. I'm only halfway through the final season. And I haven't had a spare 4 or 5 hours, which is what it's going to take for me to get through those episodes, to watch it.
Hang on the weekend, you flew to and from Perth. What's the flight each way?
3 hours.
Okay, download the episode. You could have watched it on the plane. What did you do on the plane? Twiddled your thumbs?
I slept because I was so tired from coming here and doing this job at 4 o'clock in the morning.
That's your problem. You sleep. Whereas I watch Game of Thrones endings, two different things. 48 hours after the date, Ellie. If
Listen
you're not willing to,
me. To
watch it, I have every right to give away the ending of Game of Thrones. You know what? Big Bang Theory, you like that show?
Yeah.
That's coming to an end soon.
In fact, funny you mention that because while I was sleeping on the plane, I had that in my ears.
Of course you did. My goodness. Right? So Big Bang Theory has ended in America, mm-hmm. whereas it's our final few episodes here in Australia. Mm-hmm. Sheldon dies. Sheldon, Jon Snow, very similar. I have every
See,
right to say.
See, what if you
say.
Find out that Sheldon actually does die? Then you're going to feel real bad.
No, actually, because it's Big Bang Theory, I wouldn't feel bad. Game of Thrones, I do feel bad.
I reckon I've got a year.
A
to
whole
see
year.
It. A year to see it.
What
yep.
if you and if read I don't something on year? Facebook, though? What if someone did a status?
Then I'd be mad at them.
But you have no right because you didn't watch it 48 hours.
But who are you to comment on how I'm spending my personal time?
Well, you've had a lot of time, let's be honest, to watch it. You've just chosen not to because you're lazy.
Josiah, I work 24 hours a day on this show, okay?
Well, maybe you should take a leaf out of my book and do less work or do no, next to no work, turn up and talk for 3 hours and then get stuffed and watch Game of Thrones all day.
13, 12, 16, settle the debate for us this morning. How long have you got after something airs before you can spoil it and be okay with it.
Yeah. Is it 48 hours?
Yeah.
Is it as soon as the episode finishes? Is it 5 years? Is it never?
It's kind of never. Okay. Do you know what? I'm going to take it back. I'm going to say 20 years. Like the castle.
Oh, come on.
I'll tell you what happens in the end of the castle. I'll tell you what happens in the end of Muriel's wedding.
I haven't seen the end of Titanic, Ellie, but I reckon I know the ending of it.
Oh, the ship goes down.
Yeah, well, there you go.
I spoiled it.
I don't care, though, because I didn't watch it when it first came out, so you can do what you want.
13, 12, 16, give us a call. Get involved this morning. How too soon is too soon to spoil something?
Got a message on Facebook from my cousin listening in Germany, Emmy. Good morning. She backs me up. In fact, she's even backing me up more than anything, saying it. 12 hours.
12.
Enough time for someone else to watch it, and if you haven't, then it's on them.
Emmy, now you're spoiling the break too, okay? 12 hours is not long enough. Let's go to Jake from Shep. Jake, what do you think? How soon is too soon to spoil something?
1 week.
1 week?
1 week. Yeah, 1 week. I think that's fair. I mean, what are you going to do? You're not going to avoid social media and stuff like that for a while. So you're going to run the risk. So I reckon 1 week.
But why are people even talking about it on social media? You know, like, do you need to talk about it on social media?
Well, I don't know. I mean, if it's really nerdy, they can't get people to talk to them in real life about it, I'd say.
Yeah. Oh, I'm with Dave. 48 hours a week, it's all the same. If you haven't watched it while it's hot and you give it till the kind of the, you know, it all dies away, then you can get stuffed and we can give it away.
You can get stuffed. Yep. All right, Jake.
I'm with Desire. It's 1 week. That's it. 1 week. Cut it off.
Yeah, the boys.
God. I'm going to know what happens at the end by the end of the show, aren't I?
Yep.
Thanks for your call, bud.
Cheers, guys.
This is The Catch-Up. With Josiah and Ellie.
Hey, we always love it when this guy makes a little bit of time in his busy schedule for us. The one and only Andy Lee. He joins us now. Morning, Andy.
Morning, guys. How are you all in the Gulf Valley?
Oh, well, thank you. Can we call you Stanhope's Own? Or is that a bit of a stretch?
Yeah, I mean, I suppose Stanhope's Own once removed because it was my mum that grew up there.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure if you guys saw around about 2 months ago, I was in the Golden Valley Press there on the newspaper.
Stop
front
it.
Page.
No, we did not see that. How?
I
why?
I went to the Colbernathan School Primary School Fate and ran the big wheel there. Where an old lady seemed to win everything, just to seem like she, more than she could possibly use before she dies, I think. She just kept getting up with a walker and taking out all the prizes. She was the luckiest thing going around that day.
It's a great little town there. Did you end up going to the local? They've got the one pub in town there.
No. We'd come through from Mitchelton, Ngambie,
mm-hmm.
and then I was dropping off to see my cousins who were running the Barbie at the fate. So just had a few beers at the primary school there.
Should I be scared of my job, mate? You basically live and breathe the Goulburn Valley. You may as well take my microphone, Andy Lee.
That'd be nice. Ellie, I need to sign off from you.
Oh my God. Do you know what? That'd be okay. I think I could manage. I reckon I could make some room for you.
Andy, do everyone a favour, mate, please.
Please get me out of this situation I'm in. Hey, Andy, word on the street is you've been doing a little bit of travel recently. Can you tell us anything about that?
Yeah. Haim and I just got back from filming our new travel TV show called Hamish Eddie's Perfect Holiday. Perfect in quotation marks. I'm not sure. There were elements. I mean, we've come back with the usual bruises, bumps. Most of the damage is superficial, so it'll wear away. And I managed to avoid Hamish's face getting injured, so obviously his kids won't be scared upon return. But on the most part, successful journey.
Hey, Andy, you know what I actually watched just randomly yesterday on YouTube was when you and Hamish jumped off the Mostar Bridge, I think in Bulgaria. Did you do anything crazy on this trip? In Bosnia, sorry. Did you do anything that crazy this trip?
I'm going to say no, because I wouldn't recommend anyone doing that. The upshot of jumping off the Mostar Bridge was I bruised every vertebrae in my back and had 6 months of chiro and physio to get over.
Really?
Hamish and I both got whiplash. So my old body now, that was really a while ago, my old body now would probably just disintegrate on impact.
So in this TV series, are you guys just like visiting nursing homes and playing chess with the residents and stuff? Is that all there is to it?
No, there were certainly moments where I'm like, this isn't safe. We were kind of a few metres away from something that could absolutely kill you instantly.
Oh, God.
But I think that we didn't have the lead up to knowing that we were going to be in that kind of strife. It just kind of was upon us, opposed to the bridge jump where we should have really known better.
Fair enough. All right. Well, if you compare that and filming that whole situation to talking about your generation, which you're back on tonight, 7:30 on Channel 9, more or less fun?
Yeah, did you almost die in tonight's episode?
Well, I mean, tonight's a pretty lazy episode for me because there's this guy in the crowd that was calling out the right answers, right, in the audience. And I was getting them all wrong, as usual. So I said, okay, come on, mate, you be the team captain, see how hard it is. And he took my spot on the panel and then kept getting the answers right. So I became an audience member for a lot of the show this evening, which has been, I look back and I don't think that's happened very often on TV quiz shows where suddenly the audience member has taken one of the presenter's roles. But, I didn't give him any of my fee. And I won't if he comes after me as lawyers.
Well, exactly. We're in a similar situation, Andy. I'm about to go to Europe for a couple of weeks, and Josiah reckons he's going to go get people off the streets here in the GV to fill in for me.
I'm literally putting the call out for locals to come and co-host the show. So there's going to be a million local Ellies on air next week. Andy, if you're free, feel free to jump on as well.
Should I be worried?
Oh, I mean, this guy did brilliantly. So it is. I'd worry for your job, Ellie, because highlighting how, and for you as well, Josh, because highlighting how easy it is for someone to get up and just do our thing.
That's what I said. I was like, it's so hard to talk into this microphone every day and press the buttons and stuff. And just I was like, it's really not. Everyone can do it. Yeah. Oh, God. All right. Well, we are looking forward to seeing you tonight. I'm talking about your generation, 7:30 on Channel 9. Andy Lee, next time you're in the GV, can you please just pay us a visit?
Totally. Absolutely.
Okay. We're going to hold you to
it. If not, next time you're in Cobbenabbin, we'll have a beer at the local after visiting the primary school, Andy. Thanks, mate.
Cheers, lads.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Josiah, you know how we were all once, like, apes and we've evolved over the years?
I don't think we were, but yeah.
Oh, that's right. You don't believe in evolution.
No, but for the sake of it, let's roll with it. So, yeah. Okay.
You said a lot of dumb stuff on our show. That is by far the dumbest. But
you honestly genuinely think we came from monkeys?
Yes, of course we did. It's been scientifically proven.
Okay, you've said a lot of dumb stuff on this show. That's one of them.
Are you kidding me?
We have not come from monkeys. The closest thing to a monkey in this room is you. Anyway, we move on.
This is a debate for a later date. Oh, God, so many people in their cars are laughing at you right now. Anyway, the human body is continuing to evolve, my friend. Scientists up on the Sunshine Coast, actually. My brain's evolving. It's getting bigger and bigger each day. My sense of tolerance and patience is evolving.
Whoa. Turn it around was earlier this morning. Save that for a later date. If you missed that segment, that'll be in the podcast later.
All right, let me talk about what I want to talk about, and that is that, Josiah, our bodies are changing, and all of us... are growing horns.
Come on.
Okay.
And this is what, and you say, I say dumb stuff on this show. You just said that we evolved from monkeys and now we're getting horns. And you think I'm the dumb one?
No. Oh, my God.
How are we growing horns?
I can't wait for my boyfriend, Gav, to listen to this.
Is he into evolution as well, is he?
Yeah, he loves it.
You guys should start your own cult.
What, just like the way the world is? Like science?
It's no, some.
The human race? Is that what?
No, you guys should start some monkey horny cult.
We've already got one. Anyway, so these two Aussie researchers have been doing some studies up on the sunny coast, and they've studied x-rays of people between the ages of 18 and 30, and they found that almost half of them have developed little bone growths on the back of their skulls.
I've got that.
I've got that too. I know, like you feel the back of your skull.
Yeah, I've got a little lump there.
Yeah, exactly. These are up to 2 centimetres big, and they're basically a growth that sticks out.
Mine's about a centimetre, I'd say. How big's yours? Feel it.
I don't know. I'm not good at measurements.
And again, you say I'm the dumb one.
Anyway, they studied 218 x-ray images, right, and found 41% of people had developed this horn-like bony lump on the back of their legs. And they're saying, they're attributing it to the younger generations being hunched over so much and on technology so much that for some reason we're growing these horns in the back of our heads.
Okay, so it's not evolution. We're getting
it.
No, it's because of technology that we're leaning over and we're developing them. It's not evolution.
We're evolving.
We're not evolving. It's because it's bad habits are causing it. If we stopped our bad habits, the horns would not happen.
They're causing what? Evolution. It's like why we developed opposable thumbs, Josiah, because the circumstances surrounding us required us to pick up our fruit with our hands rather than our mouth when we were back when we're cavemen.
Well, let's put away our phones and then I reckon our horns will reverse and we'll go back to being just normal. We're not going to evolve like you say we are. It's not evolving when we're making it happen, guys. It's just like your feet. Have you seen Mayo's Last Dancer? Have you ever seen that when he forms his feet to be a good ballet dancer? Same thing. If he chose not to, his feet wouldn't change.
And then what happens? His kids the next day, the next generation, their feet are more like his because he's evolved. Yeah. And then their kids are more like, and then that's how evolution works, Josiah.
So how did the monkeys turn into us? Did they just stop wanting to shave? Did they start shaving and then we just all started evolving and losing hair? How did that work?
No, we started developing behaviours that required us to have less body hair to keep less warm. Like we started wearing clothes, which warmed us, which this is scientifically proven.
Have you got a mummy or a cutout of some sort of monkey that's been found that has been a human?
That is what fossils are!
Ellie. My goodness.
Oh, my God.
Goulburn Valley.
Feel free to get involved with this, please. Like, there is 95%. In fact, yeah, we weren't planning on doing this, but 13, 12, 16, if you want to give it to Josiah for not believing in evolution.
Team Josiah, Goulburn Valley, you know we didn't come from monkeys. You know we're not getting horns. It's all bad habits that have formed. Get involved. Back us up.
If we can find one person to back you, I'll eat my hat. Fee from Katandra, what do you reckon?
I'm sorry, I'm with Ellie on this one.
So you reckon we came from monkeys?
Yeah, because it is. Okay, Ellie is right on this one. It is actually proven that we have came from monkeys years ago.
Yes, there is so much proof out there. There's a whole field of archaeology that shows this.
Okay, if we came from monkeys, why have we stopped all of a sudden?
We haven't. That's why we're getting horns in our heads.
So what, your great-great-great-grandparent was a monkey? You genuinely both believe that?
Not great-great-great, but like if you go back centuries, then yes, of course.
If you go back into your history, you'll probably find one.
You guys are full of absolute crap. No chance at all.
Oh, my God. I thought he was just like having a bit of a laugh for the radio when he said this. I didn't think you genuinely believed
come from monkeys. Why are there still monkeys? Why haven't they turned into humans then?
Because they're different species.
Okay, so why did we turn from monkeys then into humans?
Fee.
Josiah, just come on. You've got to believe it.
No chance, Fiona. Explain this to me, Fee. Why are there still monkeys out there? Why have they not turned into humans?
Oh, my God. You just said that.
But you didn't answer me.
Yeah, because they're different species.
Yeah, it's a different species, but it's.
Yeah, there's a lot of umming and ahhing, not answers here.
Okay, so we started out as a particular breed, Homo erectus. No, we are Homo erectus, right? The whole Homo sapiens species
evolved science.
From one to the next, right? And then the monkeys are a different thing. We weren't like literally swinging from trees, little monkeys.
So we weren't monkeys then?
We were like apes.
So we didn't come from monkeys. Is that what you're saying?
We've evolved. Yeah. Oh, my God, Fee.
So the monkeys and humans are two different things?
Yes.
Hey, Josiah, Google it.
Yeah, Google it.
I did
it.
Science in high school.
Watch a documentary, Josiah.
No chance we evolved from a monkey because there's still you both haven't answered my question, so I'm still sticking to my guns.
Look, I'm not Charles Darwin. Who's that? Do you know who that is?
Yes, that's the father of evolution. School. He's full of crap as well.
Okay, we'll get him on. We'll do a seance and contact him and he'll convince you. Thanks for your call, Fee, and backing me up this morning.
Don't worry.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
You kind of stepped on my big announcement just by saying that, Josiah.
Yeah, I did, didn't I?
Yeah. Here's me being like, guys, I've got a big announcement for you. Like, wait, you'll have to listen to Love. I'm so loud before I can tell you.
Pregnant.
No, now I've built it up so much. Everyone's going to be thinking, oh, God, she's pregnant. Oh, God, she's leaving.
Engaged.
Oh, God, she's engaged. No, none of the above.
Oh, come on.
Well, one of the above is kind of accurate. Next week, buddy, you're going to be pressing these buttons by yourself.
Yes.
I'm just heading off to Europa on Friday night.
So how long are you going for?
Just
tell
2 weeks, bro. Just 2 weeks.
I'm going to be okay. I'm going to be all right.
Are you though? Because like I do a lot for this show.
You do, but I also find it strange that you whinge a lot about not getting paid enough and not having any money and then all of a sudden you're off on this extravagant trip around Europe.
Well,
it's
look,
not cheap.
I have a sugar daddy and that's my boyfriend Gav.
Can I have his number?
and B, have been saving up for a long time, you know? So, yeah, I'm heading off, going to London, then I'm going to Greece, then I'm going to Barcelona.
No, I'm very happy for you. Thank you. Really am. And you're going to have an amazing time. But we all know that I can't do radio by myself.
Well, yeah.
We've tried it a couple of times. Nah, I've been solo a couple of times. I'm not great. I'm good. I'm not great.
Don't you doubt yourself. I think you're going to do a great job.
Oh,
it's
going to
be the best
myself.
2 weeks of radio this region has ever seen.
Yeah, and I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because, Ellie, I haven't told you this yet.
Yeah.
But I'm going to be looking for a new co-host. And I'm not joking at all. Like, I'm going to replace you for the 2 weeks. And they're going to be bigger and better than you.
No, you can't do that. This is my show. It's Josiah and Ellie.
Now who doesn't want to go on a holiday?
No, Josiah. Josiah, I've got a contract. It's an ongoing contract.
Golden
Valley. Actually, would I get redundancy?
Good point. If someone ends up being better than you.
Yeah, I'm kind of keen for that.
If you get replaced because I find a better co-host, then I don't know. We'll have to talk to Boss Alan about it.
Right.
But next week, I am going to look for a co-host. Now, I don't know how you feel. This is news to you.
Yeah.
But Goulburn Valley, 13, 12, 16, or hit us up on Hit Goulburn Valley on Facebook, Hit GV on Instagram. If you know someone, preferably a lady because they're going to replace Ellie, and I like women, to replace her, I'm going to get a new co-host and I want to try a different co-host every day next week.
Hold on. So you're just going to get random people off the street to come in and do this?
Absolutely. I'm not going to drive down Wyndham Street in Shep and pick a random. Like, come hit us up on Instagram, hit JV, or if you know somebody, and I'm going to tee it up.
How are they going to know? I've studied this. I've studied the craft of radio for 7 years now.
Hey, if you guys can talk, believe me, you don't need Ellie's three
it's
degrees to do this
easy.
Job. It is so easy. All you have
How
to do
are
is
you
get,
gonna...
you know, the toughest bit of our jobs, Ellie,
yeah.
is getting up at 4 a.m. Besides that, all we do is talk into this stick for three hours every day.
No, that's not true at all. We like play like fun sound effects and stuff. Like, who's going to be able to click this? That's my job.
I did it for 5 years before I came here, so I think we'll be okay.
What about if you need to talk about a chicken story? Or what about if you make a good joke, which actually you won't, so you'll need this to make it funnier?
Are you sure you want to go to Europe?
Not anymore. I don't know, actually, if I can get redundancy. Can you just tell me if I'm fired before I come back and I'll just extend
it? We'll find out before the end of the week. But Golden Valley, if you do want to get involved, make sure you hit us up on the socials or give us a call on 13 12 16 and we'll draw a short list. And I might get a couple of the girls that are going to be co-hosting with me on next week as of tomorrow. We'll get them on the phone. Maybe you can interview them to see if they're good enough for the role.
Yeah, well, are they going to need to pass the test?
Done.
All right. We'll get involved. Hit us up on the socials. You might get to talk to cool people if you take my job, actually.
Yeah, celebrities.
Like Andy Lee.
Good point. He's
going to be joining us in about 20 minutes' time. So, you know, just have a picture yourself in our shoes. See what you'd ask him and have a listen. Oh, God, I'm out the door already.
Get up with Josiah and Ellie.
I want to tell you a story about good old President Trump. I feel like we haven't spoken about Trump as much on the show recently.
He's been a bit quiet besides the other day when he announced that he will be going for president in 2020.
That's right. Yep. Okay. Well, since then, he's done a little interview with the ABC News over there, George Stephanopoulos.
Good pronunciation.
Thank you very much.
Ahead of your Greek trip.
Yeah, I'm just getting in the zone. Anyway, so he's been in the middle of this interview about like finances, and it's quite a heavy interview. And all of a sudden, something interrupts him. Have a listen.
But at some point, I hope they get it because it's a fantastic financial statement.
Right? Do you hear what interrupted him?
Was it a cough in the background?
It was a cough in the background, right? So his chief of staff, poor guy, must be worked to the bone, that man. He gets a little tickle in his throat. It is flu season. Well, it's probably not over there. I don't know if that counts. But he starts to get a tickle, has a little cough, and then as a result, this is what Trump does.
And let's do that over. He's coughing in the middle of my answer.
Yeah, okay.
I don't like that, you know?
Your chief of staff.
If you're going to cough, please leave the room.
He kicks him out for coughing.
That is awesome.
Imagine if you kicked me out every time I coughed in here.
Yeah, well, you're sick at the moment.
I know.
So, you know, if I get sick, then I have every right to kick you out.
Yeah, well, that's true.
When I had shingles, you kick me out of the studio.
That's very true. Very true.
So maybe Trump has a point.
Well, if you're speaking about Trump, then...
I'm also very much of a germaphobe.
He's a germaphobe, so of course he's going to kick you out.
Well, he is. How old's Trump? He'd be in his 70s now.
No, would he?
Yeah, he's old. He's a lot older than you think. I'll Google it now.
I would have thought like 60... I'm going to say 67.
No, I feel like he's 72.
If he's in his 70s, he's doing all right for
That's
himself.
What I'm saying. So he'd be worried about any sickness because the older you get, the more prone to sickness you are. So you do want to kick people out. Here we go. He's 73 years old.
Stop it. He's doing very well for himself. That fake tan's really working for him. But I thought that's something so small to kick someone out for. And it got me thinking about the reasons in my life that I've been kicked out from things. And it hasn't happened very often.
Surely in class you used to get kicked out in school.
Oh, no.
Really?
No.
I used to get kicked out all the time for talking and throwing stuff at girls. And,
did you?
Yeah, throwing paper at the fan that goes off in the room. That was a good one.
I don't think I ever got kicked out at school. One thing that does stick out to me is a time when I was at a club. And I invented this game called ghost grinding. I didn't really invent it. Hamish and Andy had ghosting at the time.
That's right.
Where they would walk behind people and hope that you didn't get it. I made ghost grinding, which is when you go up behind someone and you dance behind them. And the longer you can dance behind them without them noticing, you get more points.
What if you get some creepy dude that actually likes it?
Well, I mean, sometimes I did. That's how I met my boyfriend. No, I'm just kidding. So I went up and thought it would be fun to ghost grind the bouncer.
Yeah, not your smartest move.
Yeah, he did not find it very funny. And so he kicked me out, but then another bouncer let me back in because I sweet talked him.
No, because you ghost grinded him as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, he was like, yeah, come back here. And Nicki Minaj is about to take the dance floor.
So did you win the game at least?
Yeah, of course. I got extra points for being kicked out. But I think that's the only time I've ever been kicked out from a pub. 13, 12, 16, we want to talk about this morning. Why'd you get kicked out? Was it something as small as a cough? Or was it something as awesome as ghost grinding? We want to hear your stories. Give us a call.
I had a boys' trip to Canberra from Sydney at the time. There was 12 boys on a bus. Rocked up into a hotel room where apparently we were making too much noise. They kicked us out. There was no other accommodation in town at the time. So we had to make the journey back to Sydney at 6 a.m. in the morning because we had nowhere else to sleep. So we just had to party the night away as well.
Oh, God. That's a rough
Didn't even
drive
get our deposit back either as well. 12 boys kicked out, gone. Still can't figure out why.
Yeah, neither can I. It's so weird. I can't imagine it. And we just got a message to the Hit GV Insta as well from Lana saying, I got kicked out of the GV when it was a nightclub for wearing a Collingwood top because they'd won the grand final. This must have been back in 2010. And there were people in there who didn't like Collingwood supporters.
How dare they?
Rough.
How dare they?
I know, bloody Collingwood supporters. let's go to Katie from Shep. Katie, what'd you get kicked out for?
All right, so I went to this club in the city once, and I usually just go, like, out here to the deck in Chef, yeah? So, yeah. You know, it's a big city. It was a massive club. Like, this place is enormous, right?
Yeah.
And I was a bit thirsty at the time, so I picked up a drink that was just on a random table, and I drank the drink, and they kicked me out.
Oh, stop it. What was it? Like an espresso martini, mojito, beer? What are we talking?
Oh, yeah, it was a good cocktail. Oh, so, yeah. Like, I mean, it would have been expensive, right? So I was just saving money.
Yeah, and if you're thirsty, why should you have to pay for it? You just need some fluids down that throat of yours, Katie. You shouldn't have to get kicked out for that.
Exactly. Right? And I'm saving them from cleaning it up. This is all very good because saving them from making another one, but apparently you're not allowed to do that. But it's... Yeah, you're not allowed to do that in a big city.
Yeah, well, I mean, you could have argued that you thought it was water. Water's free at any pub, so, you know, it makes
sense.
That's
true.
How did the person react when you took their drink?
Well, I can't remember much of the night. Just fire. So
she was really thirsty. She was focused on getting the drink. She didn't notice her surroundings, okay?
I just can't figure out why you got kicked out.
It's like someone in the desert who sees the water, sees a mirage and thinks it's water. That's kind of what Katie's mindset was, right, Katie?
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, all right. Okay, well, you don't get kicked out of any more clubs, okay? Thanks for your call this morning.
I'll try not to. Thanks, guys.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
Turn it around. Oh, yeah. Ooh, this morning, turn it around. The aim of it is for me to kind of keep with the theme that every woman, myself included, can turn any statement into an argument. It's a special skill we have in life, and I show you. I prove that by you giving me just random statements, and I just pick a fight with you over them. This morning, I feel like a bit sick and stuff. So
extra moody?
Yeah, I don't know whether that's going to make me extra moody or just like, ugh,
can't be bothered.
You know? Like, you win this one,
so
we'll see.
It's a real strong reflection on all of women, as you just said. I'm not the one that said it. You said it this morning. So.
Whoa. Let's not bring sex into this.
Well, you did first. Let's talk about sex,
I love
baby.
Bringing sex into this.
I know you do at this time of morning especially. Hey, Ellie, you whinge a lot on the show.
Whoa,
about not-
whoa. Let's not use the word whinge this early in the day.
All right. Well, you complain a lot about having any money a lot on this show,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yet you're flying to Europe on Friday. Do you care to explain?
Okay, Josiah. Yes, I don't have a lot of money. Yes, I earn minimum wage. But I've been eating sandwiches for months now just to be able to afford to fly to Greece for a couple of weeks and get some sun because it's freezing where I am now in Shepparton, Victoria. And you know what? As a result, I'm hungry too because I haven't eaten proper food.
Yeah, a couple of people at the gym yesterday asked how you stay so skinny considering you have a crap diet.
Whoa. Who are these people? What are their addresses? And I'll show them that I go to the gym and I'll punch their lights out because I'm really good at boxing at the gym.
I don't want to attack your look or anything today.
Well, you are. You just call me fat.
No, I didn't call you fat. I said you're skinny.
You just call me unhealthy.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, I did have a cheeseburger for dinner last night, but whatever.
But I'm not attacking your look. Okay. But did you purposely intend to
If you make a comment about my granny jumper again in this segment. Oh,
Goulburn Valley. She's wearing a black and white knitted jumper and she's matched it with a black and white checkered scarf. Okay. Is that on purpose?
Okay, the scarf was a last minute addition to my outfit because I look at my phone, Josiah. Can you just read that big number on the Bureau of Meteorology app?
It's minus 0.8
yes,
today.
It is very cold. So I got dressed and then I thought, oh, do you know what? I'm going to get a scarf because I'm a bit sick. So I'm going to grab that. And yes, it might not work.
You know, you said you can't be bothered. That noise you just made at the end was proof of that today.
This is The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie. Two people, one challenge. Only one will stand victorious. It's Josiah versus Ellie.
If you missed it yesterday on the show, we revealed that we were both named Employees of the Month.
We weren't happy, though, because we're our own individual people and Ellie fired up wanting to be Employee of the Month herself.
Yeah, exactly. You can't give it to two people. You've got to make a decision. So the way it works is everyone in our office votes and then the votes get tallied and we apparently had an even number of votes. So yesterday we put it out on the socials, who deserves to be Employee of the Month. Quite a mixture of responses came back.
Yeah, until my family decided to jump on Facebook and all vote for Ellie. Good gear, guys.
Great gear. I love it. Morning, shallows. So we thought we'd get the beautiful, the stunning, the amazing, the very intelligent.
You don't need to butter me up anymore.
Bianca from sales, who you've come to give us the unanimous decision that the fellow colleagues have made. Because we made them re-vote.
Anyone told you that you are the Goulburn Valley's most beautiful girl?
Oh, I mean, my boyfriend, but, you know.
And Josiah, think carefully before you vote here, Bianca.
I want to say you're not just beautiful, Bianca. You're also really smart and just a wonderful woman.
I'm going to say you don't need the compliments. Okay. The decision's made.
Oh, is it? Okay, yep. Oh, God, here
we go. It's really, really simple. I mean, you look back and you see who does most of the work. And
yes, here we go. Come on. Yes.
Who sits on one side of the desk and doesn't really do much but talk.
Yes.
Who sits on the other side of the desk?
Yes.
I've got it.
Controls everything.
Yes.
Can I control this button?
The winner's quite simple, really. They come out to watch GB Suns games with me and
we're running out of time. You gotta say it.
Ellie Chaney.
Yeah.
I'm still parking in the car spot, don't get stuffed.
Are we ready?
The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
This is sports.
It's Josiah and Ellie's Sport Talk.
All right, I'm going to do something to kick off Sport Talk for this morning. I'm going to do something I don't normally do, and that is put live television on.
Oh, bang.
So are you ready? I'm going to put this up. This Brazil is SBS right now. And on the screen, the Matildas are playing Jamaica.
Yeah, if whatever you're doing right now, stop what you're doing, unless you're working and you can't. And you should be watching the Matildas take on Jamaica in the World Cup. Get behind the girls because this is huge.
Yes, it's currently the 64th minute in We Believe. I don't get really how soccer works, but I believe this is the final game in the group stage.
Yep.
Matildas have done really well so far. Oh,
that was Jamaica. So the Matildas are winning 2-1. There's 35 minutes to go. Sorry, 25 minutes to go, I should say.
Good maths.
And 25 minutes to go. And Jamaica are behind by one goal, but they're coming hard at us. It could come down to the wire, guys.
Come, the Matildas.
I also want to talk about somebody. Does the surname Bull mean anything to you?
No.
The Bull family are basically the Kardashians of the basketball world. So basically, their dad's a bit of a media module over there in terms of sports. Yeah, in terms
you
of
mean mogul?
No, I say module. It's my own language.
The
I speak
media
it.
Media module.
Hey, you can't tell me how to speak my language, Ellie.
I mean, is your language English? Because if so, then yes, I can.
No, it's Josiah English. Kind of like Spanglish, but with Josiah-isms in there.
Okay, all right.
No, so the Ball family is, there's the dad who's a bit of a peanut. He's been in fights with like Donald Trump, all sorts of different people. And he's got three sons who are all really good basketballers.
Yeah.
One of them plays in the NBA. The other two were going to be come out of school and into college basketball. There's a big debate going on in America at the moment because college basketball don't pay their players any money. They
right.
just so they use their
amateurs,
exactly. So they use their profiles, make millions and millions and millions, if not billions, it's worth out of their profiles, but don't pay them a cent.
Yeah, right.
So out of protest, instead of playing college ball for a year and then getting into the NBA, they're all going out to other countries around the world to earn money for a year and then hopefully getting picked in the draft the following year. Anyway. One of the most famous sons, LaMelo Ball, announced yesterday, which is out of control for NBL, the Australian, you know, National Basketball League, that he's coming to the Illawarra Hawks.
What?
Which is in Wollongong, just south of Sydney.
So he's like one of the top college ball players.
They reckon the reason he's come to Australia to play for him so he can actually earn some coin. And then he's hoping at the end of this season to be the number one NBA draft pick.
Stop it. Surely the Illawarra Hawks don't pay that well.
No, well, they wouldn't, but at least he gets some money and then can be the number one draft pick. So he's going to be a freak. Like, mate, to have an athlete like that in our league, everyone's just very excited about it.
This is The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.